1 Kings chapter number 17. You find your place if you will stand. Reverence for the Word of God. We'll look down at verse number 8. And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, Arise, get thee to Zarephath, which belongeth to Zidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee. So he arose and went to Zarephath. And when he came to the gate of the city, behold, the widow woman was there gathering of sticks, and he called to her and said, Fetch me, I pray thee, a little water in a vessel that I may drink. And as she was going to fetch it, he called to her and said, Bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread in thine hand. And she said, As the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake, but a handful of meal in a barrel, and a little oil in a cruse. And behold, I am gathering two sticks, that I may go in and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat it and die. And Elijah said unto her, Fear not, go and do as thou hast said, but make thereof a little cake first, and bring it unto me, and after make for thee and for thy son. For thus saith the Lord God of Israel, The barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail, until the day that the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth. And she went and did according to the saying of Elijah. And she and he and her house did eat many days, and the barrel of meal wasted not, neither did the cruse of oil fail according to the word of the Lord, which he spake by Elijah. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, as we bow before you this morning, we do thank you for your goodness, your grace, and your mercies on us this morning. Lord, I want to thank you for taking care of part of our family this morning in that wreck. Lord, thank you for taking care of Brother Dan and Sister Clara. And Lord, I know there's some things ahead for them, a tore-up vehicle and all that, insurance to deal with and all. I pray to God be with them through all that and help them. Lord, I ask you to God to be with this people. Take care of this people. Lord, it's your children. Lord, most of them are. Some of them ain't your children yet. But Lord, I'm praying that they'd get under Holy Ghost conviction, be drawn into a place of repentance and faith, and be part of this family. Lord, we do love you and thank you for what you're going to do around here. I pray, help me to preach this morning. Lord, I pray, I realize I have no strength within myself, and I have no ability within myself to preach, but help me this morning, Lord, to preach above my ability. Help me, O God, to preach in the power and demonstration of the Holy Ghost. And I pray this morning, Lord, if there's one here lost, I pray Holy Ghost conviction on that soul and draw them into a place of repentance and faith. And Lord, we'll give you the glory and honor for all it's done. Now, meet every need here today, whether it's a mental need, whether it's emotional need, whether it's a financial need, whether it's a physical need, or Lord, most of all, meet the spiritual needs of this people. And Lord, we do love you with all our heart, and we love you with all our soul, and we love you with all our mind. In Jesus' sweet, loving, holy name we pray. Thy precious holy will be done, Lord. Amen and amen. And you may be seated this morning. As we turn to this passage of Scripture, seems like several times over the years I've turned to this passage around Mother's Day, but I felt early in the week, I said, Lord, I preached on that subject several times on Mother's Day, but he said, this is what I felt him pulling and tell me, this is what I want you to preach on this morning, this mother in Zarephath. Amen. I say that they that God established the home by starting out with one man and one woman. Amen. And it ain't just one at a time. It's one and one. Amen. But I say this morning, it seems like we're not doing that in the day and hour we're living in society. It's not just out there in the world, but it's in the church. People, and the Bible tells us about that swapping wives and stuff like that. But I say this morning, God meant for it to be one man and one woman till death do them part. Amen. But I say this morning, we are to honor our father and our mothers. Amen. And it's right to do so, not to lift them above the Lord by no means. Amen. But we should honor mom and dad. I seen an interview with someone that was over 100-year-old one time. And they asked the lady, said, "What's your secret to living so long?" She said, "I obeyed and honored mom and daddy." Amen. And you see, there's a promise in the Scriptures about that. I mean, the Bible says in Ephesians 6:2, "Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise," the Scripture says. Now listen what the commandment says in Exodus 20:12. "Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee." Amen. You see the promise He gives there? Amen. I say today we need to honor moms and dad. And I've done said it. I told my mother, I hugged her and kissed her, "Happy Mother's Day." We didn't get in bed after midnight last night, so I just told my wife "Happy Mother's Day" last night and give her a card last night. Amen. But I say this, we should honor mom and dad. Amen. Now this mother was going through a hard place in life. She is going through a famine. You talk about low economic times, amen. I mean, no food to be found much, no help from a husband. I mean, she's a single parent trying to raise a son. I don't know how old he was. Have no idea. He could have been an infant. He could have been a toddler. He could have been a teenager. I don't know. He could have been a grown man. I have no idea. But he was her son, amen. But she listens to the man of God. I want to look for a moment at this mother and her relationship with a heavenly father. Verse number 9 says this, "Arise, get thee to Zarephath, which belongs to Zidon, and dwell there. For behold, I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain me." Sometimes if we're not careful in reading this, we'll forget that the Lord had done spoke to this woman. The Lord's done let this woman know that Elijah's coming. She may not know who he is, may not know his name, but she knows something's coming down the road. Amen. And man, I mean, Elijah comes into town. Now, they tell me it's somewhere near 100 miles from where Elijah was at the book chair to Zidon. I don't know, but that's what they tell me. Amen. Pretty good distance, amen. And he walks into town and he goes to saying, "I want some water, get me some water. I want some bread, get me some bread," amen. And this woman, she's gathering some firewood to bake a little cake, and her and her son's going to eat it, and then they're going to die. They ain't got nothing else. That's it. That's getting down to the last morsel, ain't it? Amen. But Jesus spoke of this woman over in the book of Luke. He said, "But I tell you of a truth, many widows were in Israel in the days of Elias, when the heavens was shut up 3 years and 6 months, when a great famine was throughout all the land. But unto none of them Elias sent, save to Zarephath, the city of Zidon, unto a woman that was a widow." He said there was a lot of people, there's a lot of women, there's a lot of need, but this woman right here, he wanted to take special care of for some reason. I don't know. This land, she may have been the only one that was a trusting in God in the land. I have no idea. We're about to get there today where there's just a select few that's trusting in God anymore. I mean, we're just a small little crowd going through this world that's really... There's a lot of people talk about trusting God, but I'm talking about that's trusting God, God's way. Amen. But I say this morning, there's some things that we do know about her. We know that she knew the Lord. Hey, we know that she communed with God and knew His will, because the Lord told Elijah, said, "I've commanded her," so she had communion with God. And then we also know that she was going through hard times. She didn't have a husband. He's gone. He's dead. and she's trying to raise a son all by herself, and they're in a famine, amen, and there's not much food to go around, much less much water to go around as well, amen, and so they're in a hard place. But may I remind you, when Elijah showed up, she wasn't sitting in there watching soap operas, and she wasn't a gabbing, she was a busy trying to take care of her family in the very last moments of life, amen. Hey, God calls those that are busy to serve Him. He don't call lazy people, amen. I say this morning, she heeded to what the man of God had to say, amen. And so we see she had a relationship with a Heavenly Father. But may I tell you also, this mother had some fears. She's in the same place that you and I are this morning. Sister Clara, I thank God He took care of y'all this morning. But no doubt, inside you're nervous this morning after that, ain't you? Amen. I mean, especially after it happened, amen. No doubt, amen. The fears is over you this morning. But I thank God it could have been a lot worse. Just a fender bender, as the old saying is. Probably a new headlight and fender and bumper. Take care about everything, won't it, Brother Dan? Amen. But I say this morning, God took care of her. As a lot of you, some of y'all went right through that red light this morning as well. Amen. And then this happened. But the Lord took care of Sister Clara and Brother Dan this morning. But I'm saying, listen to me. I'm saying, there's some fears that come up in our life. Anybody in here ever get scared? Anybody get scared in here? Yeah, sometimes we get, I don't care how big you are, amen. There'll be times in your life you'll be feared, amen. But I say this morning, hey, she is trapped in a fear of faithlessness. Even the Lord has talked to her about it. She knows the will of God, but she feels that she can't quite do it, amen. You ever been there? Boy, I have. Know what the Word of God says. Know what God said to do, amen. But fearing what you got to do. She's focusing on how little she has. She's just got a little bit of meal in the barrel and a little oil on the cruise. Amen. And she's going to bake a little cake. And her son's going to eat that thing. That's going to be the last meal. And they're going to starve to death. How misery that had to be. How miserable it had to be. They'll be looking forward to starving to death. And thirsting probably to death. I don't know. But I say this morning, she expects the worst. I mean, negativity is all about her. She's going to eat it and die. Amen. She basically is giving up. You ever feel like giving up at times? Seems like the heavens is brass. Seems like ain't no movement of God in your life. And you seem to have lost faith. But when Elijah asks for a cake of bread, I mean, it causes that fear to be manifested and come to the surface. Amen. I mean, she has her eyes on the circumstances. One little bit of meal in the barrel. Amen. And she had her eyes on that rather than the God that can take care of the circumstances. Amen. Boy, I've been there. It ain't been long that I was there pretty rough. Nobody in here knows. Nobody, even including my wife, what I was going through. And the fear that was in me. But God reminded me some things and it helped me. Amen. Thank God. We need to be reminded from time to time just how good God is. That He is the God over the bad circumstances around us. Oh, yes. Sometimes it looks pretty bleak and looks pretty dark. But I thank God I got a God in heaven that's a watching over. Somewhere standing in the shadows, we'll see Jesus. Amen. But she's giving up. Amen. She has her eyes on the circumstances, not on the God who controls the circumstances. She's looking at the problem instead of the provider that can take care of her need. Amen. Hallelujah this morning. Fear comes in and faith moves out, it seems like at times. I say this morning, fear, my friend, will rob us of some things. It'll steal it from you. I mean, fear will, it'll rob you of your strength. It'll get to the point emotionally and spiritually within you and mentally within you that you'll even lose physical strength. When you get such a heart of fear, it'll rob you of your enthusiasm. You'll get to the point you don't care if you go to church or not. You don't care if you live for God or not. You just don't care if you pray or not. You don't care if you read your Bible or not. Hey, it'll rob you of your enthusiasm sometimes. This thing of fear will. Oh, yes. It'll rob us, my friend, of our confidence. I mean, we're just as saved. If you're saved by the grace of God, you're going through a valley of fear. You're just as saved in that valley of fear as you was the day you come up off your knees to shout, amen. Hey, but it'll rob you, my friend, of your confidence in the Lord. You'll think God ain't listening to me. God ain't around. You'll feel like He's gone. The greatest man, according to the Jesus Christ, the greatest man that ever lived was John the Baptist. And he's over yonder in a dungeon. He's seen the Lord in person. He's seen the miracles in person. Well, he baptized the Lord Jesus. Seen the dove descending out of heaven upon him. Said, "This is my beloved Son, whom I'm well pleased." He knew that it was Jesus Christ. He knew He's the Lord. But he's over in prison and he's in doubt and he's in fear. Sends his disciples, go find out if that's really him. Or do we look for another? You see, I don't care how good a Christian you are, there'll come times of fear in your life. There'll come some times that that fear will hit you broadside and it'll get you down. You see, it'll rob you of not only your confidence and your enthusiasm and your strength. It'll rob you of your hope. It'll rob you of your faith. Amen. It'll bring frustration in your life. It'll bring, my friend, depression in your life. Oh, yes. When you start to fear what's going on around, it'll bring these things to you. Oh, yes. And sometimes we'll fear one thing and won't fear something else. It's amazing how much the devil knows where to hit us at, ain't it? It's amazing the doubts and fears that comes in our life. He knows right where to get us at. Amen. Hey, it'll turn our thoughts from the miracle, just like it did her, from the miracle working, mighty miracle working power of the Master to the meager measures of the meal of the moment. Amen. If we ain't right real careful. Oh, yes, this woman was a fear, and she's going through fears. And man, are you defeated by your fears this morning? Are you letting that keep you from God? Are you letting that keep you from praying? Are you letting that keep you out of His Word? Fear will rob you of these things and it'll defeat you. God loves you this morning. He wants to replace that fear with faith in Him. Amen. The cross proves that. The cross proves His love. The resurrection proves that He's up for the moment. Amen. He's up for the matter. He's up for the circumstances. Amen. And the Word of God teaches us and gives us some promises. I appreciate that illustration a while ago, Brother Dan, where all those promises throughout the Word of God. And it's chock full of them. Amen. Thank God. Bible said in Philippians 4:6, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God." And he went on to say in verse 7, "And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." Amen. Thank God for that peace. The other morning, there was a lady who had passed away, and the owner at the funeral home, he's told me, he said, "And sometimes because of finances, we just go out and bury the body. There's not a tent set up. There's no chairs. There's no service." But the owner of the funeral home always told me, he said, "Don't you ever let them put that casket in the ground without you don't say some words over it first." Well, my boss has got a Catholic background, and I know I can't do nothing about that body. But I got now where I carry me a little New Testament, and I got me some scripture in it, Mark, and I'll read it, and I'll have prayer. I don't pray for that body. Ain't nothing you can do for that body. It's where it's a going either way. I mean, if that person was saved, they're in paradise. If that person's lost, they're in hell. It's as simple as that. Ain't nothing I can do about that. But I can say something if he's in it, because sometimes a family member will show up. It may be one, it may be two, even though he's in the service. And so she had a grandson and a granddaughter-in-law to show up. And I read some scripture and all. And I got started talking about trusting in the Lord and His Word and how that Word will comfort us. Wherefore, comfort one another, these words the Scripture said. That Bible, how many times I've looked into my life and I've been in turmoil and I just get and read my Bible and all of a sudden there's a peace comes over me. It may not have nothing to do with what I'm going through. As far as trying to fit it together, you probably couldn't. But there's just something about the Word of God that'll help us. It's food for our souls. It's a spiritual tranquilizer. Hallelujah.
And it don't make you crazy, amen. But it'll sure help you, amen. Thank God today. I appreciate the Word of God, don't you? I said I appreciate the Word of God, don't you? Amen. Amen. We need to make much more of it, amen, in these days. Oh, yes. Over in Matthew chapter number 6, the Lord gives us a good illustration here. Matthew 6 and 25. He says this, "Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body, what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they?" Thank God today. "Which of you, taking thought, can add one cubit unto his stature? And why take ye thought for the raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of these things." I like this right here. He said, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow shall take thought of the things of itself." Amen. I say this morning, my friend, I like right here, I've got in this passage of Scripture, I have the word faith circled in red. And I have the word Father circled in red. Amen. Thank God today. And then I have the word first in the next verse circled in red. It's faith in the Father first, and He'll take care of our needs. I believe that with all my heart. He said, "Seek ye," amen, "seek Him first. Seek His righteousness," amen. "Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness." He said, "All these things shall be added unto you." Thank God today. Hallelujah. You know what the cop said a while ago to me? He said, I was just saying about that car. I said, "It's a thousand wonders it didn't bust the radiator." You know what he said? He said, "I can't believe it didn't make the airbag go off." That's what he told me when y'all hit. Hey, but there was an airbag there. And I ain't saying this in the wrong way. Jesus was taking care of y'all, brother. He's Hubbard in that little old Toyota this morning.
Make one statement. There's a million angels up yonder around the throne of God. There's an angel out there. Jesus said, "Look, Danny Clark is going to be in trouble. Get out there and take care of him." That angel was there.
Amen.
Before Lot was there. Because of the command of Jesus
Christ. Amen.
"Look, Danny Clark is going to be in trouble. You've got to get out there and take care of
him." Amen, brother. I ain't got no problem. That's you. Amen. He knows what's going on. He knows our steps. He knows where we're going next. He knows what's going to happen next. And you know what? He'd have been no less God if He'd have took us to eternity this morning. He'd have still been good. Oh, we'd have missed you. Yeah, we'd have missed you. We'd be brokenhearted this morning, but He'd still been God. He's never made a mistake. Hallelujah. I'm saying this morning, this woman, she's going for a hard place. Looks like she's going to starve to death. And now God's sending extra company, sending a preacher to feed her. I ain't seen a preacher yet, couldn't eat a lot. Amen. Because I is one of them. Amen. But anyhow, I say this morning, God took care of her though. Brother Mays used to say he'd like to find that barrel. Amen. He'd like to find that barrel. She didn't never run out of bread. But if I understand the Scripture right, that was just till the rain come, wasn't it? Amen. Brother, I don't know if Brother Ray's seen that or just sort of looked over or whatever. But anyhow, it wouldn't do you no good finding it now because the rain's come since then. But He took care of her, and it said her house. I don't know who and all was in the house, but there was others in there. Not just her and her son. And it took care of him. Oh, yes. Thank God today.
I'm talking about a mother that had fears that come her way. I'm talking about a mother that was going through a hard place. I'm talking about a mother that was trying to raise a child and she didn't have a GoFundMe page. They didn't have a musical concert at the community center to raise funds for. God took care of her because of her faith in the Lord. Amen. Her faith in the Lord. She wasn't looking for a handout. She was just looking to have to die. But God took care of her. Amen. And that brings me down to the next point. I see this mother and the triumph of her faith. In verse number 13 it says, "And Elijah said unto her, Fear not! Go and do as thou hast said, but make me thereof a little cake first, and bring it unto me, and after make for thee and for thy son. For thus saith the Lord God of Israel, The barrel of meal shall not waste." In other words, it ain't going to run out. "Neither shall the cruse of oil fail until the day that the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth." Amen. "And she went out and did according to the saying of Elijah. And she and he and her house did eat many days. And the barrel of meal wasted not, neither did the cruse of oil fail, according to the word of the Lord, which he spake by Elijah." You see what she done? She put God first before her. You know what's wrong with us a lot of times? We'll have a little bit of faith, and we'll lose faith, and we'll put us first. "Well, Lord, I know I'm supposed to put this in church, but you realize I've got this to pay this month, and I can't." And we wind up in a mess if we'll put Him first. If we'll put Him first, He said He'd take care of us. I believe that with all my heart. Amen. I believe that with all my heart. He ain't let me starve to death yet. Amen. I ain't went without because I didn't have it yet. How about you? Amen. The Lord's took care of us, ain't He? Every one of us got clothes on. Every one of us probably got a little something in our belly. If we ain't going to go get something in a few minutes, amen, to put in our bellies, amen. God's been good to us. He's good to us. Amen. Oh, we need to consider and continue to put our faith in Him. Amen. At first, her faith seems to be a dying, but then her faith seems to be dynamic, amen. She put her trust in God. May I say, at first, she's fearful, but then she winds up being faithful, amen. Hallelujah, this morning. At first, she's part of the misery going on, but then she's part of the miracle that's going on, hallelujah, this morning. I say, she hears the comfort of the Word of God. Fear not. That's the comfort of the Word of God. Fear not. Amen. I've been rolling in my heart for a long time to preach on the fear nots of the Scripture. I don't know if the Lord ever let me or not. But anyhow, fear not. Many times through the Word of God, it's fear not. Amen. Isaiah 41 and 10 said, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness." Amen. But it started out with fear not. He said He's going to take care of us. Amen. Thank God. And then she hears the command of the Word of God. First. First. It's God and God's way. First. Amen. And then she hears the promise of the Word of God. It will not fail. Amen. It will not fail. Hallelujah this morning. Thank God. Oh, we need to fear not. Have Him first in our lives and He will not fail. She obeyed God's Word. She honored the faith. Amen. Faith still triumphs. Fear still. Hey, listen. Fear will steal your joy. Fear will scare you. Fear, my friend, will defeat you. Fear will, it will depress you. Thank God today, but faith can lift you up. God's grace is still sufficient for our fears in life this morning. Amen. Are you trapped in a valley of doubt this morning? Are you trapped? And does your situation seem to be hopeless and helpless? Pull in close to God this morning. Put Him first and see what happens in your life before you give up. Oh, yes. I say this morning, if you're saved, you're in the family of God, and your Father will take care of you. Amen. Your Father will take care of you. Hallelujah, this morning. Real faith knows that God is greater than any dark valley we ever go through. Real faith knows that God is greater than what our eyes can see in this life. Amen. Real faith, my friend, will call sometime on us to do the unthinkable so that we can see the impossible done. Now you had a thought, well, surely she ain't going to take her last little bit of bread and go bake that little old cake and give it to that preacher and then her and her son sit back and die. Surely she won't do that. But she did it and she didn't die and she's honored for it. Amen. And I don't know how long she eat out of that barrel and that crucible oil, but it sustained her. Amen. Thank God. Mamas, you know what the real need in this society that we're living in today, more than God calling men to preach? You know what we need more than we need more missionaries on the field? You know what we're needing more than we're needing more money in the offering plates and more church buildings built? We need some mamas who get a hold of God and live for God. Someone said that years ago in World War II, and I don't know if this is true, I've heard this all my life, but I'm going to go ahead and say it. It blesses me. They say that someone asked Hitler, was he scared of the troops in America? And he made something, a statement like this, said, no, I'm more feared of their mama's prayers than I am them. I say this morning, listen to me. Oh, we need some ladies that get a hold of God. Yet today, we've got mamas and grandmas running around 70-year-old trying to look like her 18-year-old. And ain't nothing wrong with looking nice, don't get me wrong. I was in a place of business the other day and there's a woman walked by. She looked like she was in her 60s. She had 3 or 4 colors of hair, tattoos all over. And I was like, my goodness, she ought to be old enough no better than that. They'll come in our store down there, and my wife, she'll affirm this. They'll come in our store down there, and the little girls will want to wear a dress. Said, I can't get them to do nothing but want to wear a dress. Said, well, that's what's natural. That's what's natural. Girl ought to want to wear a dress. That's what's right. Amen. And they wonder what's going on. And then they wonder why the boys want to play with Tonka trucks. That's what's natural. Amen. I like what one preacher said one time. Said, my little boy had a Barbie doll in his hand. One day said, I'd jerk it out of his hand and go put a chainsaw in his hand. Amen. Make it be a boy. Let it be a girl. And the girls, amen. Thank God. Oh, I say today, we need some mamas that will train up the children in the right way. And when they get raised up, we need some mamas that will pray and live for God. Thank you, Mama. Thank you, Mama. I mean that. My mama's not well known, but she's well loved, amen. I love you. Thank you for raising me right. Mama went without a lot so that I could be alive. She prayed a lot for me, and I thank God for had a preaching. I can literally say a preaching daddy and a praying mama. Amen. Thank God for that. But we need some mamas that are following God today. Just like this little way. Even when it looks like the end's near, follow God. It looks like the end's near, follow God. Well, I can't do that. I'm afraid I'll lose my family. And she looked like she was going to lose her, but she stayed with God and saved her family. Amen. Everybody stand this morning.